physical characteristics. So the transition metals, then, they're all metal. As metals, they've got that luster, they've got good conductivity, both thermal and electrical. They're generally speaking much harder than the main groups, the group 1 and the group 2 metals. They will have higher melting points and boiling points because of the nature of the bonding inside the metals, and that then gives them higher heats of vaporisation than the non-groups as well. When you take a transition metal and you react it with a ligand, which is the sort of bonding that we talked about last week, they form coloured complexes, and these complex ions then are going to be the focus of attention for us over the next few lectures. The transition metals, unlike the main group elements, have multiple oxidation states as the norm. So here we've got an example of some of the coloured complexes. Now in the case of iron, we see that there's a couple of oxidation states normally found. There'll be iron in the 0 oxidation state, iron in the 2+, iron in the 3+. For some of these ones, there's a vast array of oxidation states because they've got electrons in each of the d orbitals, plus an electron in the s orbital, and you're able to pull electrons out of each of those.